Blog Talk Radio.
Never violate the codes of the streets, and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't keep, and I would never testify, cop out for a plea, or surrender information on my boys to the police, and you could never catch me on the block without a strap, and I would never pull it out unless I'm about to black, and I could never forget my homies dying for their scratch, but ever pouring out liquor for them, God to the back, and I
would. Very happy to join you. See your friends in the building, man. Appreciate you coming out to fuck with us. In the building. I see y'all out there, man. I just want y'all to know one motherfucking thing. I would never, ever violate the codes of the streets, and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't.
Heads up, eyes open, the fist clip. Say that we get some of this here shit. This should be the chairman checking in. Now, when I say cold to the seas, we talking about the path to clubs. Like at the party clubs, that is. I would never violate the cold of the seas. Would never speak nor serve the interests of our enemies. And if I say that I'm with you, we'll come get you. You best believe that like bad luggage, we'll never leave. Now, of course, I can never say that I'm never gonna go broke. Because sad to say that we ain't never had this shit roll. Well, I can never say how it's gonna go. One thing for sure, two things for certain. There's no to shut up motherfuckers like us. They gonna have to kill us. Close up in the casket. Read a quick verse and close the motherfucking curtains.
Never be sad, I would, I like a hoe. Never been punk, I'll never let it slide. Never let it go. Never ever, never ever ever. No, get on my level hoe. Or go get a shovel hoe. It's never in question for my manhood, I get down. I never switch, never snitch, never sit down. I never hesitate to squeeze a nigga six rounds. I never squat to take a bitch, who's the bitch now?
I would never put profit over politics, principle, nor our people. I would never sell my soul. Never put bullshit in the business and never place good upon the evil. You see, why I'm determined to die before being dishonored. Committed to being captured and killed before being capitulated. And that would be perfect in pushing this shit to the motherfucking living. And if need be, pull the motherfucking trigger with a pistol without no hesitation. I will pass the cover to my last breath, to my last goddamn roar. And we'll never forget what them pigs did at 4:35 a.m. in 1969 in Chicago on December the 4th. Never.
Never ran, never will, I ain't never scared. It's in my bloodline, the realest nigga ever bred. And that's some of the realest shit that I done ever said. And I can die, but through my lyrics, I ain't never dead. I never disrespect my mama, never disrespect her mama neither. I never turn my back on Jesus. I never get caught off in the system, I believe her. Man that follows man, ain't a man, and I'm a leader.
I will never cross my comrades and never forsake our fight for freedom. And if you listen to my second verse, let me say it again just in case y'all want to listen. I will never put profit over politics, principle, nor our people. I will never disrespect the legacy of Minister UEP. Never betray the Black Panther Party. And never bow down and lay down a legacy at the feet of our enemies. Never. I am a Panther cub by birth and by battle. This is my bloodline and my prison time. And when it be, now wherever the enemy, if they try to hijack this legacy, wherever it be, not on our watch. But we'll never have it. Never.
Never gonna turn cold, my nigga. I can never trade. I never cross my homies out. That ain't how I'm made. And I never had not one regret on how I was raised. I'm from the ghetto where I slung and rapped it every day. Never knew no other way. This ain't gonna never change. Never gonna bite my tongue. Fuck what a nigga say. 100 with myself. I swore to God I'd stay the same. And when I finally got my paper, I was on my game. Never talk a nigga down. Do your thing, dawg. Never hate a dude for trying. That's insane, dawg. Get your motherfucking money. That's the thing, dawg. Too many homies die young. Feel my pain, y'all.
October 23rd, 24th, 2016. All roads lead to Oakland, California. Lonely legacy of Black Panther Party. Protected, respected, and never, never neglected. Never.
the griddle in the middle like Moni. You phony cause your style's baloney, but I rock no filler. Ain't a girl in Sierra putting rappers on ice and lock the bodies in the chiller. The way I bust it up, I'll chuck nasty style like throw up, blow up, then go nuts like a lady ninja killer. I throw you deep beneath the surface. It's the rays from Page, I heat it up like a furnace. My steelo got smoke, check the gamma ray from the She-Hulk. Stomping through your territory, new rap female category winner. And your style gets played out like the spinners. Not a soprano, I alto, the rage is a tenor. My voice is just right, I bust hypodermic to get in the mind's eye. Making you hip-hop junkies wanna fly like eagles. My style sharp as cathedral steeples. Showing and proving even a lady can be diesel. So breaker, you best keep on trucking. And roll on with that chicken shit that's plucking. You're sucking, stupid, you doofus. I'm rhyming so hard, I'm knocking out your toothin'. A teacher, believe this shit, butt head just get played out like beavers. Receive it, it's yours, lyrical murderer, still rocking on.
Rock on, rock on, the lady you raised, lyrical murderer, the baddest lyricist.
Now I'm a explosive vocalist, make your ear just a focus. No hocus pocus, no bogus, I'm the dopest. Lyrical diva locust, what? It's so copacetic. I see through your synthetic with my telekinetics. I mean my telepathic, from this mouth of madness flows one of the baddest in existence. My existence is prevalent, hesitant not, you'll get dropped. I'm rhyming so hard, I see you knocking outside. Cause I slam like collision, so your vision to me. If you can't touch it, not even a smidgen to me. Your pigeon shit to me, so drop it, drop it. Running lyrics quicker than Toby. What's my name? Yeah, you know me. Rage, lyrical murderer. What's my name? Yeah, you're Rage, lyrical murderer. Yeah, you know me. So if you wanna see me, turn on your headlights. I make you run red lights, trying to catch it. Slamming through the radio in the wreckage. Towed away, blowed away. Cut down, mowed away. Curled up like Ola Ray. So let me straighten it out, cause I'm a thriller. Motherfucking MC Cold Killer. When I cock back, you better drop that. Yo, hop back, I rock at the dawn. Yes, I'm still rock.
Disregarding what you're thinking, but you must abandon ship. Cause once I rip your whole shit, it's sinking. Really my ideology, you claim the whole, claiming that we all drug dealers with empty souls. That used to set me to roll, commit to violence in the midst of the night of war. Witnesses left silent, shadow, black talent style, thoughts I throw. It remains in your brain, then of course it grows, baby. Even your babies can produce and buy. Picture a life where black babies can survive bad fire. But we must have hope, quoting the reverend from the pulpit. Refuse to turn the other cheek, we must defeat the evil culprit. Make me with words of destruction and I'll explode. But supply me with the will to survive and watch the world grow. This ain't about talking about problems, I bring solution with the restitution stipulated through the Constitution. You violated, now I'm back to haunt your night. Listen to the scream of the lives you sacrificed. And in case you don't know, ghetto born black seeds still grow. We coming back for everything you owe.
How do you plead, Mr. Shakur? How do you plead?
How do I plead?
Yes, sir. How do you plead?
You know how I plead.
Come on! Not guilty on the grounds of insanity, it was them and me. Busting at my innocent family, say they looking for keys. I was home alone, blind to the prelude. Busting, talking about where is the Quaaludes, what you say, fool? Where in the hell is the search warrant? No feedback is what he uttered. Before he screamed, nigga, motherfucker, drop me to my knees. I proceed to bleed, suffering the rain of blows to my hands and knees. Well, I survive as God watching. I grab his gat and bust his self-defense, my only option. Goddamn. Now they got me going to the county jail, and my family can't pay this outrageous bail. Try to offer me a deal, they told me if I swear, move me and my people to a mansion in Brazil, not me. So this is how it is, no friends. I'll be stressed and they just repossess my bins. Told a judge it was self-defense, he won't listen. So I'm bumping into federal prison, giving everything I owe.
Importance of politicizing the gun. We be the ideological sons and daughters of the black cats. And we the ones who brought the days of the dark shades and alphas back. And we ain't got no problem with you praising the Lord if you willing to bring the spirit of Nat back. Who we be? We be the ones with rest records longer than the average cat's rap record. By no means, this ain't no intentional shit. In fact, it's one of the signs of us being under attack. Therefore, these statistics are plainly mainly due to the state's attack. We the ones that don't get due credit to the state, say it's safe to say it. In other words, a lot of y'all to show us some love after we long gone in the grave. But for now, many see it correct politically to only have the ability to speak in secrecy about the moves we make. Who we be? We recognize the central potential of armed propaganda. And we done raised the bar of what it is to be a diehard. In this game, we done the thing of what it is from a cat considering himself a criminal to a convict to a prisoner's of conscience. Who we be? You see, we the enlisted men and women in the people's army. And our kinfolk fall from the trees, the leaves, the lights of those of Chairman Fred and Fran Fanon. We sprout from the seeds of UEP, not long, but the one that sent the sentiments to the Viet Cong. It was on the right side of the question of the U.S. aggression against the Vietnam. Man, we far surpassed the grass and then got up under the gutter. In fact, some cats say that we consider ourselves weeds. Yeah, that's us. Who we be? Man, we so financially fucked up that our motto goes that the POCC is in debt, but not dead. We broke, but not broke. Where we come from, where we at, what's our membership? Well, we be the residue from the slave ships, and the rest of the flesh the sharks are too full to eat after we was thrown overboard. In fact, some of us still at the back of the bus. See, we the ones fighting to be free, but in the meantime, between time, looking forward to prison visits. And when we talk, you best believe that they listening. We come from college campuses and street corners. We do more for 10 a.m. than your elected officials or the Marines doing 1,000 mornings. and keeping our eyes on the prize. We also recognize in this time and place, one can never negate the question of race. But in the same breath, we also know that on this here slave ship, all black folks ain't in the same position. But we'd be remiss if we negate to mention that we still got to deal with this here class contradiction. We see theory without practice is blind, and practice without theory has a chance you might just came up and got lucky that time. POCC, what's our call? Free them all.
I gotta stay armed with hoodies and ARs. I'm feeling like I gotta black down, but this is a straight war. So tell them that I'm on the front line, I'm taking no days off. Yeah, said it's mental slavery, yep, it's falling your head. If you ain't got your liberation, you better off dead. These modern day plantations, they call it the feds. Whatever happened to the riders, guess all of them dead. I don't care if it's a koofy bow tie or a fez. We need to unify people and buy some land. And when I talk about the Jacksons, I ain't talking Michael. I'm talking George and Jonathan marching with their rifles. You try to kill the revolution, then you gotta shoot us. This for the Chairman Fred, Mark Clark, Huey Newton. This here for Black August. Let's have a moment of silence and dedicate it to them riders that's in black coffins. I got the voice of Malcolm, mixed with the heart of Marcus. I got my knowledge from the slums, I've never been to Harvard. Tell me it's love, tell me it's hate, tell me it's pride. Tell me the reason why they keep on telling us lies. Tell me the reason why them teens in America died from them slugs of a gun that an officer fired. Gotta understand, they consider us three-fifths of a man, which means you're not a human on this land. Dred Scott, black man, they got the same rights a white man's got. So why we steady reppin' all these damn blocks? Who thought I'd see the day when the cops would become the damn ops? We just try to land us a job, but they try to land shots. Knowledge and intelligence is more important than that gangster shit that they been telling us. I wonder who the editors, I wonder who the ones that take their time to write the papers. That fail to mention trials and tribulations that we facing. I got neighbors that was racist, that got hatred for these pretty black faces. Who are you to judge our laws, great creation? Relations to all of them great faces back in Africa. King Tut, Queen Nzinga, they set the path for us. If they could take a look at us now, they probably laugh at us. But then again, they wouldn't be laughing, they probably mad at us. Wonder how we all became thugs and drug traffickers. Let them capture us, and they building a bloodbath for us. Breathe, this water getting deep. It's way over my head, it's kinda hard for me to see. I got a queen, is she natural or pure? The mindset of Winnie Mandela, mixed with a side of secure. Said I got two choices, poverty or provide for the poor. Plus I'm fully prepared to collide with the law. I said I think we need a million men marching in the streets again. Think we need a million men marching with their peace in hand. Sometimes you gotta go to war just to have peace again. Rest in peace to Martin, time to treat us like kings again.
Now the same motherfuckers that came to kill and capture us. Yeah, the same motherfuckers that murdered and mask us. Got the gold enough dads to be asking us. Why they keep killing each other? Why they respect their mothers? What their daddies said? Why they keep being black? Why they stay unemployed? Why they don't vote? Why they don't sit together? Why they still dope? Why they fucking two tears in the bucket? Did the chairman tell you what's happening, Captain? The motherfucking cowards and corrupt is gross throughout the whole goddamn colonized community. You know what the land's bloodshed. And it's all the earth for all this work. And the damn to take all the turf. Try to stick our sickles up our motherfucking legacies. How the fuck we got generations after generations coming up? And I only know if I even giving a fuck about gold gifts like Harriet T. Marcus Garvey, Ida B. Motherfucking Minister UEB. Shit. We don't know through the COINTELPRO. We die by design, man.
No matter where we face, we must face the moment of truth, baby.
They say it's lonely at the top in whatever you do. You always gotta watch motherfuckers around you. Nobody's invincible, no plan is foolproof. We all must meet our moment of truth. The same shiesty cats that you hang with and do your thing with could set you up and wet you up. Nigga, peep the language, it's universal. You play with fire, it may hurt you or burn you. Lessons of lessons you should learn through, let's face facts. Although MCs lace tracks, it doesn't mean behind the scenes there ain't no dirt to trace back. That goes for all of us, there ain't nobody to trust. It's like sabotage, it's got me ready to bust, but I can't jeopardize what I've done up to this point, so I'ma get more guys to help me run the whole joint. Cultivate, multiply, motivate, or else we'll die. You know I'll be the master of the who, what, where, and why. See, when you're shining, some chumps will wanna dull ya. Always selfish, jealous punks will wanna pull ya down, just like some shellfish in a bucket, cause they love it to see your ass squirm like a worm. But just as you receive what is coming to you, everybody else is gonna get this too. I ain't no saint, therefore I cannot dispute that everyone must meet their moment of truth. Actions have reactions, don't be quick to judge. You may not know the hardships people don't speak of. It's best to step back and observe with coupe, for we all must meet our moment of truth. Sometimes you gotta dig deep. When problems come near, don't fear. Things get severe for everybody, everywhere. Why do bad things happen to good people? Seems that life is just a constant war between good and evil. The situation that I'm facing is mad amazing. To think such problems can arise from minor confrontations. Now I'm contemplating in my bedroom pacing. Dark clouds over my head, my heart's racing. Suicide? Nah, I'm not a foolish guy. Don't even feel like drinking or even getting high, cause all that's gonna do really is accelerate the anxieties that I wish I could alleviate. But wait, I've been through a whole lot of other shit before, so I ought to be able to withstand some more. But I'm sweating though, my eyes are turning red, and yo, I'm ready to lose my mind, but instead I use my mind. I put down the knife and take the bullets out my nine. My only crime was that I'm too damn kind, and now some scandalous motherfuckers wanna take what's mine. But they can't take the respect that I've earned in my lifetime, and you know they'll never stop the furious force of my rhymes. So like they say, every dog has its day, and like they say, God works in a mysterious way. So I pray, remembering the days of my youth, as I prepare to meet my moment of truth. Truth. Yo, I got one lyric pointed at your head to start. Another one is pointed at your weak-ass heart. Now if I pull the trigger on these fully loaded lines, you're gonna wish I would've pulled a black nine. I'm Mac Dimes, crack the spines of the fake gangsters. Yeah, the biting trifling niggas and the studio pranksters. Yo, looking at the situation plainly, will you remain G, or will you be looked upon strangely? I reign as the articulator with the greater data, revolving on a task and much doper than my last jam. While others struggle to juggle tricky metaphors, I explore more to expose the core. A lot of MCs act stupid to me, and we have yet to see if they can match our longevity. But anyway, it's just another day, another fake jack I slay with my spectacular rap display. Styles smooth but rugged, you can't push or shove it. You dig it and you dug it, cause like money you love it. The king of monotone with my own throne, righteously violent prone. My words bring winds like cyclones, storming your hideout, blocking out your sunlight. Your image and your business were truly not done right. Throw up your hiyala now, divine saviors. You got no hand skills, there's no security to save you. No pager, no selling, no drop top Benzie. I came to bring your phony hip hop to an end. My art of war will leave you sore from the abuse, cause you must meet your moment of truth. They say it's lonely at the top in whatever you do. You always gotta watch motherfuckers around you. No one is untouchable, no man is bulletproof. We all must meet our moment of truth. Truth.
Hey, yeah, we're the same brothers from a long time ago. We were talking about television and doing it on the radio. What we did was to help our generation realize they got to get out there and get busy because it wasn't going to be televised. We got respect for young rappers and the way they're freewaying. But if you're going to be teaching folks things, be sure you know what you're saying. Older folks in our neighborhood got plenty of know-how. Remember, if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be out there now. And I ain't coming at you with no disrespect. All I'm saying is that you damn well got to be correct. because if you're going to be speaking for a whole generation and you know enough to try and handle their education, be sure you know the real deal about past situations and ain't just repeating what you heard on a local TV station. Sometimes they tell lies and put them in a truthful disguise. But the truth is, that's why we said it wouldn't be televised. They don't know what to say to our young folks, but they know that you do. And if they really knew the truth, why would they tell you? The first sign is peace. Tell all them gun-toting young brothers that the man is glad to see us out there killing one another. We raised too much hell when they were shooting us down, so they started poisoning our minds and trying to jerk us all around. And then they tell us they got to come in and control our situation. They want half of us on dope and the other half in incarceration. If the ones they want dead ain't killed by what they instigated, they can put some dope on the brother's body and claim it was drug-related. Tell them drug-related means there don't need to be no investigation, or at least that's the way they're gonna play it on the local TV station. All your 9mm brothers, give them something to think about. Tell them you heard that this is the new word. They got to work that stuff out. But somehow they feeling the wrong way with a gun in their hands. They feeling real independent, but they just pulling contracts with a man. The average five will tell you it's hopeless out there on the avenue, but if they really knew the truth, why would they tell you? And if they look at you like you're insane and they start calling you scarecrow and say you ain't got no brain, or start telling folks that you suddenly gone lame, or that white folks have finally co-opted your game, or worse yet, implying that you don't really know, that's the same thing they said about us a long time ago. Young rappers, one more suggestion before I get out of your way. But I appreciate the respect you give me and what you got to say. I'm saying protect your community and spread that respect around. Tell brothers and sisters they got to calm that bullshit down, because we're terrorizing our old folks and we brought fear into our homes, and they ain't got to hang out with the senior citizens. Just tell them, damn it, leave the old folks alone. And we know who's ripping off the neighborhood. Tell them that BS has got to stop. Tell them you're sorry they can't handle it out there, but they got to take the crime off the block. And if they look at you like they think you're insane, or start calling you scarecrow thinking you ain't got no brain, or start telling folks that you suddenly gone lame, or that white folks have suddenly co-opted your game, or worse yet, saying that you really don't know, that's the same thing they said about me a long time ago. And if they tell folks that you finally lost your nerve, that's the same thing they said about us when we said Johannesburg. But I think you young folks need to know that things don't go both ways. You can't talk respect on every other song or just every other day. What I'm speaking on now is the raps about the women folks. On one song, she's your African queen, and on the next one, she's a joke. And you ain't said no words that I haven't heard, but that ain't no compliment. It only insults 8 people out of 10 and questions your intelligence. 4-letter words or 4-syllable words won't make you a poet. It will only magnify how shallow you are and let everybody know it. And if they look at you like they think you're insane, or they call you scarecrow thinking you ain't got no brain, or start telling folks that you suddenly gone lame, or that the white folks have finally co-opted your game, or you really don't know, they said that about me a long time ago. If they finally start telling people that you lost your nerve, that's what they said about Johannesburg. You ain't insane. You have got a brain. You haven't gone lame. You have got your game. Remember, keep the nerve. Keep the nerve. Keep the nerve. Keep the nerve. We're talking about peace.
But niggas shouldn't be scared of revolution.
All niggas.
Because revolution is nothing but change. And all niggas do is change. Niggas come in for murk and change into pimping clothes. They hit the streets to make some quick change. Niggas change their hair from black to red to blonde. And old black hair and lips will change. Niggas kill other niggas just because one didn't receive the correct change. Niggas change from men to women, from women to men. Niggas change, change, change. You hear niggas say, things are changing, things are changing. Yeah, things are changing. Nigga things into black nigga things. Black nigga nigga seems to go through all kinds of changes. The change in the day that makes him rant and rave. Black power, and the change that comes over them at night as they sigh and moan. Light side, ooh, light side. Niggas always going through bullshit change, but when it comes for real change, niggas are scared of revolution. Niggas are actors. Niggas are actors. Niggas act like they're in a hurry to catch the first act of the great white hope. Niggas start to act like Malcolm. And when a white man doesn't react towards them like he did Malcolm, niggas gonna act violently. Niggas act so cool and slick, causing white people to say, what makes you niggas act like that? Niggas act like you ain't never seen nobody act before. But when it comes to acting out revolution, niggas say, I can't dig in action. Niggas are scared of revolution. Niggas are very untogether people. Niggas talk about getting high and riding around in L. Niggas to get high and ride to hell. Niggas talk about pimping, pimping that, pimping what? Pimping yours, pimping mine. Just to be pimping is a hell of a line. Niggas are very untogether people. Niggas talk about your mind, talk about my mind stronger than yours. I got that bitch's mind uptight. Niggas don't know a damn thing about the mind, but they'd be right. Niggas are scared of revolution. Niggas fuck. Niggas fuck, fuck, fuck. Niggas love the word fuck. They think they're so fucking cute. They fuck you around. The first thing they say when they're mad is fuck it. You play a little too much with them, they say fuck you. When it's time to TCB, niggas are somewhere fucking. Try to be nice to them, they fuck over you. Niggas don't realize while they're doing all this fucking, they're getting fucked around. But when they do realize, it's too late. So niggas just get fucked up. Niggas talk about fucking, fucking that, fucking this, fucking yours, fucking my sis, not knowing what they're fucking for. Ain't fucking for love and appreciation, just fucking to be fucking. Niggas fuck white thighs, black thighs, yellow thighs, brown thighs. Niggas fuck ankles when they want out of thighs. Niggas fuck Charlie, Linda, and Sue. And if you don't watch out, niggas will fuck you. Niggas will fuck fuck if it could be fuck. But when it comes to fucking for revolutionary causes, niggas say fuck revolution. Niggas are scared of revolution. Niggas are players. Niggas are players, are players. Niggas play football, baseball, and basketball while the white man is cutting off their balls. When a niggas play ain't tight enough to play with some black thighs, niggas play with white thighs to see if they still have some play left. And when ain't no white thighs to play with, niggas play with themselves. Niggas tell you they're ready to be liberated, but when you say, let's go take our liberation, niggas reply, I was just playing. Niggas are playing with revolution and losing. Niggas are scared of revolution. Niggas do a lot of shooting. Niggas do a lot of shooting. Niggas shoot off at the mouth. Niggas shoot blue. Niggas shoot traps. Niggas cut around the corners and shoot down the street. Niggas shoot sharp branches at white women. Niggas shoot dope until they armed. Niggas shoot guns and rifles on New Year's Eve. A new year that shatters coming in. But white police would do more shooting at them. Where are niggas when the revolution needs some shots? Yeah, you know, niggas are somewhere shooting this shit. Niggas are scared of revolution. Niggas are lovers. Niggas are lovers, are lovers. Niggas love to see Clark Gable make love to Marilyn Monroe. Niggas love to see Taj and fuck over the natives. Niggas love to hit an old ranger, yeah. High on silver. Niggas love commercials. Niggas love commercials. Oh, how niggas love commercials. You can take niggas out of the country, but you can't take the country out of niggas. Niggas are lovers, are lovers, are lovers. Niggas love to hear Malcolm rap, but they didn't love Malcolm. Niggas love everything but themselves. But I'm a lover too. Yep, I'm a lover too. I love niggas, I love niggas, I love niggas. Because niggas are me, and I should only love that which is me. I love to see niggas go through changes, love to see niggas act, love to see niggas make them plays and shoot this shit. But there's one thing about niggas I do not love. Niggas are scared of revolution.
God has a plan. And the Bible unfolds that wonderful plan through the message of prophecy. God sent Jesus into this world to be our Savior. And that Christ is returning someday soon to unfold the wonderful plan of eternity for my life and your life. As long as we're cooperating with God by accepting Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior. As the Lord does return in the coming 7 days.
that blasphemy, man.
Tupac, don't talk that blasphemy.
Now, I remember what my pops told me.
The new world, follow me.
Remember what my pops told me. My family tree consists of drug dealers, thugs, and killers. Struggling, known to hustle, screaming, fuck they feelings. I got advice from my father, all he told me was this: nigga, get off your ass if you plan to be rich. There's 10 rules to the game, but I'll share what you do. No, niggas gon' hate you for whatever you do. Now rule one, get your cash on M.O.B. That's money over bitches cause they breed envy. Now rule two, it's a hard one, watch for phonies. Keep your enemies close, nigga, watch your homies. It seemed a little unimportant when he told me I smiled. Picture jewels being handed to an innocent child. I never knew in my lifetime I lived by these rules. Initiated as an outlaw, studying rules. Now papa ain't around, so I gotta recall. I'll come to grips with being written on my enemy's walls. Promise if I have a seat, I'ma guide him right. Dear Lord, don't let me die tonight. I got words for my comrades, listen and learn. Ain't nothing free, give back what you earned. No doubt, getting high in the motherfucker blessed. Please, this third life will be the death of me. Come on. I remember what my papa told me. Remember what my papa told me. Blast for me.
That's what them are feeling. The name of the Lord, them are telling us why.
I remember what my papa told me.
In the name of the Lord, they sing while the people
still not. We probably in hell already. Our dumb ass is not knowing. Everybody kissing ass to go to heaven and go and put my soul on it. I'm fighting devil niggas daily, plus the media be crucifying brothers severely. Tell me I ain't God's son, nigga, mama virgin. We got a dick that had to lead a bird. Back in the ghetto doing wild shit, looking at the sun don't pay. Criminal mind all the time, wait for judgment day. They say Moses split the Red Sea. I split the blunt and roll the fat when I'm deadly. Babylon beware, coming for the Pharaoh's skin. Retaliation making legends off the shit we did. Still bullshitting niggas in Jerusalem, waiting for signs. God coming, she's just taking her time. Living by the now while the water flows. I'm contemplating the plot, wonder where the thought is going. Brothers getting shot, coming back, resurrected. It's that raw shit, nigga, check it. And I remember what my papa told me. Remember what my papa told me. Blasphemy.
Not for them, I'm still in the name of the Lord. Them, I still know why. Hold them, I'm still in the cloud. Using the name of the Lord in pain. While the people in the ghetto feel no pain.
The preacher want me buried, why? I know he a liar. Have you ever seen a crackhead? That's eternal fire. Why you got these kids mind thinking that they evil? Why the preacher be a wicked? You say honor God's people, should we cry when the poor die? My request, we should cry if they cry when we bury Malcolm X. Mama, tell me, am I wrong? Is God just another cop waiting to be my ass if I don't go pop? Memories of a past time, giving up cash to the leaders, knowing damn well they ain't gonna feed us. In my brain, how can you explain common DC? It's hard enough to live now in these times of grief. They say Jesus is a kind man, but we understand times in this crime land. My third nation, do what you gotta do, but know you gotta change. Try to find a way to make it out the game. I leave this and hope God can see my heart is pure. It's heaven just another door. I leave this here. I leave this and hope God see my heart is pure. It's heaven just another door. And my people say,
not for them, I'm still in the name of the Lord. Them, I tell no flying. You sing the name of the Lord in vain. While the people in the ghetto, they feel no pain. Now for them I feel in the name of the Lord. Them I tell no crime, but all of them feel in a cloud. You sing the name of the Lord in vain. While the people in the ghetto, they feel no pain. Now for them I feel in the name of the Lord. Them I tell no crime, but all of them feel in a cloud. You sing the name of the Lord in vain. While the people in the ghetto, they feel no pain. Now for them I feel in the name of the Lord. Them I tell no lie, hold my bird in a cloud. You sing the name of the Lord in vain, while the people in the ghetto feel no pain.
One by one. In one way or another, America will find a way to eliminate the problem one by one. The problem is the troublesome black youth of the ghetto. And one by one, we are being wiped off the face of this earth at an extremely alarming rate. And even more alarming is the fact that we are not fighting back. Brothers, sisters, niggas. When I say nigga, it is not the nigga that we're prone to fear. It is not the nigga that we say as if it has no meaning, but to me, it means never ignorant, getting goals accomplished. Nigga. Niggas, what are we going to do? Walk blind into a lie? Or fight? Fight and die if we must. Die. Like niggas. This is for the masses, the lower classes. Once you left out, jobs were given better living, but we were capped out. Made to feel inferior, but we're superior. Break the chains on our brains that made us fear ya. Pledge allegiance to a flag that neglects us. Honor a man that refused to respect us. Emancipation proclamation, please. We could just say that to save the nation. These are lies that we all accepted. Say no to drugs, but the government kept it. Running through our community, killing for unity. The war on drugs is a war on you and me. And yet, they say this is the home of the free. You ask me, it's all about a pocket. The Constitution, no, it don't apply to me. And Lady Liberty, super bitch, lie to me. Baby strong, I know it's gonna like what I'm pumping, but it's wrong to keep someone from learning something. So get up, it's time to start nation building. I'm fed up, we gotta start teaching children that they can be all that they want to be. It's much more to life than just poverty. This is definitely, words of wisdom. America, 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 America. I charge you with the crime of rape, murder, and assault for suppressing and punishing my people. I charge you with robbery for robbing me of my history. I charge you with false imprisonment for keeping me trapped in the project. And the jury finds you guilty on all accounts. And you are to serve the consequences for your evil schemes. Prosecutor, do you have any more evidence? Words of wisdom, based upon the strength of a nation. Conquer the enemy armed with education. Protect yourself, reach for what you wanna do. Know thyself, teach by what we've been through. Armed with the knowledge of the place we've been. No one will ever oppress this race again. No Malcolm X in my history text, why's that? Cause he tried to educate and liberate all blacks. Why is Martin Luther King in my book each week? He told blacks that they get smacked, turned the other cheek. I don't get it, so many questions run through my mind. I get sweaty, they act like I sequester the crime. But forget it, cause one day I'ma prove the rhyme. That every brother has a stumble on the welfare line. The American dream, though it seems like it's attainable, they're pulling your sleeve. Don't believe, cause it'll strangle ya. Pulling the life from your brain, I can't explain. Make it so you can't attain from what you came. You sweat at the mother that you're living. Inequality, forgetting your brothers that's living. Air of poverty, though they had us beaten when they took out kids. But the battle ain't over till the black man sings words of wisdom. The battle ain't over till the black man sings words of wisdom. Nightmare, that's what I am. America's nightmare. I am what you made me. The hate and the evil that you gave me. I shine as a reminder of what you've done to my people for 400 plus years. You should be scared. You should be running. You should be trying to silence me. Huh? But you cannot escape fate. For it is my turn to come. Just as you rose, you will fall. By my hand, America. You reap what you sow. Tupacalypse, America's nightmare.
Live and direct.
Hands up, eyes open in the fist country. Y'all know this is how we do this. Get locked and load for another episode of Free MR Radio. Spirit of making history, taking history, and taking history, though. You know what I'm saying? My brother, I'm on the radio. I'm on live right now. Tell Cortez to call in. I'm live. Okay, I know I got to start back over because y'all can't hear me on Instagram. Okay, now let's try this one more time. Heads up, eyes open, and fist clenched. Y'all know what this is, how we do this, y'all. Let's get locked and loaded for another episode of Free MR Radio here, Intellectual Radio. November 1st is the first of the month. That's, you know what I'm saying? It's the first of the month, y'all. You know what I'm saying? We're on the countdown also for International Revolutionary Day, December the 4th, 2023. Will you be December 4th, 2023? With the thing, we're going to change the theme a few times, but we still locked and loaded for December the 4th, y'all. Let's get ready on in the spirit again. If y'all can't take a pause for the call, open those front doors, back windows, and let them know what time it is. It's a little cold outside. But again, myself included, we got a little spoiled last week with that weather, y'all. So breeze coming in. internationalism last week, a lot of the international contradictions happening throughout the world. Got a case, fast forward to the day. We're gonna do some traveling, y'all, as we always do. So what's happening down in Jackson, Mississippi? Again, Jackson, Mississippi. His brother's name is Tate. Make sure I get the correct name, Tate. Last name is Tate. Hear me out. Listen to viewers, the first name. Brother, his mother has been living with him for quite some time. My brother, trustee in the building, Trustee Miguel Jones, free tomorrow, right back at you. Yes, indeed. Love and respect. Yes, indeed. I see Cortez and touchdown with us, on the comrade and touchdown with us. We are live on Instagram. We are live on YouTube. You know what I'm saying? We are live on Facebook. We're live on Blog Talk Radio. You know, the case in Mississippi, and we know some calls now from Mississippi in regards to this case. The brother, his mother reported him missing. And lo and behold, they found out later on that the police in Mississippi hit him. They claimed they didn't know the unidentified body. They didn't know who it was. They buried him in a what they referred to as a pauper's grave, a pauper's grave site. So there's been a lot of stuff about that. You know, so we're going to talk about what's the status with that. Again, Jackson, Mississippi, case of Tate, a brother named Tate down there. I can't even call his first name right now. You need 1 minute. I'm going to build up about five, ten minutes, Cortez, yeah. About five, ten, yeah. There we go. Also, we want to talk about the politics of what's going on about this discussion. And everything. I touched on this, well, we kind of more in depth on this last week. Any discussion we have, you got to put this correct political context. And the deal is, you know, see, the dynamics of race cannot be negated, like, at any conversation. Say, like, even in the movie industry, if you say a character, just say the man drank some coffee, automatically it's a given that it's a white man, unless you differentiate that he's one white. That's the politics of your race, how subliminal things and how things you may take for granted, how it's implemented and applied in so many different dynamics. We talk about even this climate now. We intentionally put up a lot of the maps of the Congo, you know what I'm saying, the countries that are occurring in Africa, and throughout the diaspora, Haiti, and other places. And when things happen, you know, a lot of times, even within our own communities, you see this normal, or don't see a contradiction with it until, you know what I'm saying. So that's what it's even, you look at different climates, you know what I'm saying, different revolutionary periods. You can put it in contrast to what was going on throughout the world, like even with the American Revolution. It was said that one of those enslaved on the plantation, they had heard Patrick Henry, in America, when he was fighting against the crown of England. He heard them say, "Give me liberty or give me death." He said, "Man, I can relate to that, you know." And you can look at fast forward the cases like in Vietnam, you know, different world crisis. The black community in particular were able to heighten the contradiction and say, wait a minute, we've been talking to the vanguard of some revolutionary forces that have been talking about it, but the masses can relate to, whoa, wait a minute, so you say this is wrong for political prisoners, you know, say, assassinations. So this is a period in time right now, we're going to say, where the consciousness is being heightened. When you see yourself, and I say consciousness be heightened, stuff that you may dismiss, this is where it go, because this ain't nothing new under the sun. You know what I'm saying? You told me these discussions that people have been having in different parts of the world quite some time. A lot of people get caught up in this. One of the characteristics or trappings of being colonized is subjectivity. You say, well, I'm in my own world. I don't see what, you know, as long as it ain't bothering me, so on and so forth. Then it comes to a point where stuff is forced to your front door. You have to acknowledge it. Even the dynamics of the discussion about mass shootings. You look at even the politics of it. Let's say the politics of it. You can say, okay, well, in Maine, what part of the country this was in? Was it Oregon? And the individual who they say posed shot 18 people in Maine. Even the media coverage before even, you know, was capturing, it was already an assessment saying he was mentally ill. And an assessment already. And then they only say you know, you die from self-inflicted wound. pulled like right into the Chicago, right on the west side of Chicago, 13th and Pulaski. In a case, like, 3 nights ago, 18 people were shot, and not copping no pleas for the individual, but you know, said the discussion of mental illness never, you know, said never came into the equation. And a lot of times you can look at, like I tell people, like, one, no, characteristics of the colonized community or oppressed community, you are impacted by whoever colonized you. Like, for example, we talk about, like, in Brazil, it's the drum, the dance, you know, say, that's still reflected because the Portuguese had never outlawed the drum. And you know what I'm saying? You can see, you can even see certain dynamics into this day in New Orleans, Louisiana, from the prior colonizers to the Americas, the French. The French had colonized initially. You know what I'm saying? So you can see different impact. Like in Chicago, we talk about like the structure. We are impacted by the Daleys, the Capones, all of that. You know what I'm saying? So even you see certain dynamics happening in certain communities. You see it being, you know what I'm saying? Like I say, wiping to our mass shooters or whatever, you can see the trickle-down impact that goes down in our respective community. But all the deal is, a lot of times, you know what I'm saying, cats, they come in and they negate that question of race. You know what I'm saying? So I use an example like Lawrence Fishburne's, Fishburne's daughter. Her thing was, she said, whoa, the Kardashians, they making it. You know what I'm saying? They get do a sex thing with Ray J, whatever. They blowing up. But you see, it don't happen. You know, they're the same MO with black people, though. You know what I'm saying? She seen it didn't happen. So we alive with that record free on my radio. I want y'all, you know, say, y'all take, pull over, take a call, pause for the calls, 929-477-3785, press 1. So it's coming. We any callers in queue?
Free them all, Brother Chairman. We have caller 773-673. Free them all.
Fremont, welcome to Fremont Radio. This is, by the way, y'all, this is a mishwack. This is a mishwack, a chew stick, African chew stick. Somebody said, why are you chewing your pen all the time? Again, this is a mishwack in Africa. They would even use it to clean their teeth. This is, again, a mishwack chew stick. Forgive me, caller. Forgive me, caller. Welcome to Fremont Radio.
Mr. Wilson.
Pastor Wilson?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Welcome to Fremont Radio.
Man, it's a blessing. It's a blessing, Chairman. I just want to share a little information on what's going on with the migrant and the tent thing in the city of Chicago, and why we have to be real serious about this movement of restraining these things from happening, because they're after our children, they're after our women. It'll be kidnapping.
This is your first time calling in, Pastor. Could you give us a little background, who you are? And forgive me, I'm putting the phone close to the microphone. People can hear what you're saying. The background, give the background, who you are.
Okay.
I don't know my phone's so low.
My name is Anthony Wilson. I grew up on the South Side in the hundreds. I was involved in street gangs. I was also in the streets. I sold dope. I got high. I became a junkie, a dope fiend. I went to the treatment center, Haymarket House. I went there. After that, my life changed totally. I became a substance abuse counselor. I was a counselor for about 4 or 5 years. After that, 2011, I started my ministry. I became a full-time pastor about 2012. I had my own church, so I had the best of both worlds. Thanks to the Lord, I'm delivered. I'm an advocate for the people. I'm an activist. Also, I believe in the 12 tribes of Israel. I believe we the final and chosen tribe of Judah, and I believe that this is a very important time right now that we must unite and find out who God is to us, so he can give us that power we need to overcome everything that's going on this earth. And right now, it's a genocide against the young black men. I don't know if you heard it on YouTube or Facebook. It was a Jewish lady talking, a Caucasian European Jewish lady talking about the trouble we have in America is the black young Jews. So now they are admitting that we are Jews. Now you got your enemy telling you who you are.
So it's time for you to really take notice to what is being said. Your enemy is exposing himself and telling you who you are. Now you become a problem. Why? Because they found out the truth. And so right now we have some things going on. Tomorrow around 12 noon, I'll be on 115th and Houston. That's the Rose in the Morgan Park area. We'll be protesting that. They was trying to put some tents up. The mayor, they signed the paper. The council signed the paper, but we're not going to stand. We're going to stand if we got to park cars in a lot and we got to sit out there. They're not going to build. We're going to put an injunction for a restraining order. But I just need like-minded people to come out. It's tomorrow at 12 noon. WGN, Channel 7, Channel 2, and Channel 5 News will be there. And I think Telemundo will be there also. So I'm just asking if anyone stand in the 21st Ward, it don't even matter. It don't even matter if you stand in the 21st Ward. This is about a genocide thing towards people that look like you and me, and I need you all to get on board. I'm not racist. I believe God loves all those, and I believe God loves those that love him. But I do understand the genocide between the people. I know how to come off the spiritual throne to come down on a level to support my people because I'm still a part of a physical race, whether I want to accept it or not, even though I'm born of the spirit. And I think that's a lot of things most pastors don't understand, that we still got to stand for our culture and who we are as Hebrew Israelites and indigenous people and aboriginals. So I'm fully aware of what's going on, but I just need like-minded people like you, Fred Chairman, to help me, you know, do things like that. And I like-minded, I'll help you as well. So this, I just want to share that information. So thanks for having me on and having me share.
No problem. You have any contact information? You want to give feel free to give out your contact information?
Yeah, you can contact me. My email is thesportlord46@gmail.com. It's thesportlord46@gmail.com. And my cell is 773-673-0772.
Well, one more time for those just tuning in.
Okay, again, my name is Apostle Wilson. My email address is thesportlord46@gmail.com. My cell number is 773-673-0772. If anyone contact me on this show, just remind me of where you met me at, and I'll return the call or the email as soon as possible.
Appreciate it. This is a first time call. Don't let this be your last time calling in, brother. You know,
I love to come and share really the insight and information that I get even from the Lord, what he revealed to me even in my dreams and visions. I'll share some of those things. And you know, he's just trying to wake us up and want us to come from among this system. This system was never designed for us, period. And so we don't need another Republican or another Democrat. We need to start our own government. It's time for us to self-govern ourselves. Even though we have to put certain people in office right now that's going to benefit it. And we got to be wise when we have our vote. Just because you see black skin don't mean it's the right skin. So we gotta study people. We gotta understand people. We gotta see what people are about. You know, you got a lot of people, they get in it and it's all about money and themselves. And so we just gotta really do our research on people. We gotta do our research on people. We gotta spend time with studying people. Like a lot of people was against Donald Trump, but Donald Trump did way better than what Biden did, if you really wanna look at it. And see, we got to get out of that state of mind looking at color being racism and being hatred and all that because we can't see because it blinds us from the truth. So if you look at our economy right now, the border is open. This is another thing, too, I want to share, that 400 years of slavery was up in 2020. So that means they have to let go the slaves, which is the aboriginal and the indigenous people, which is us, who are the rightful owners of this land. So they know they got to get a land back. They just ain't tell you that. So they letting everybody come across. So it's like freelancing. And see, if we don't understand this and continue to do our research and find out how to take our land back and how to get our original citizenship back, then we can kick them off our land. Because the United States of America is nothing but a 10-mile radius corporation that's foreign on our land. But when we label ourselves as Afro-American or Black American, then we say we're children of a slave and there's no such citizen. See, either you're indigenous or aboriginal, and that's a real citizenship. This is why the Indian people come over, they get Dunkin' Donuts, and they build a lot of restaurants and a lot of stores. Why? Because they got their real citizenship, and we are a part of them tribes. But there were some racist Indians. It's a whole lot I can go into about that. So I have to really go in depth to explain it. I know we don't have that much time. So I'm just going to say this, but I'm looking forward to coming back on, brother, and sharing my insight on a lot of things I know. And soon I'll give y'all my church information. We're looking for another building right now because I tell it like it is. You know, I don't sugarcoat the word or nothing like that. I tell it like it is, and what you see is what you get of me, you know. So I believe that if more pastors, and I'm one of the only pastors to tell you something, that a lot of them have sold out for that money, that blood money, that same money the mayor's getting, the same money all these politicians are getting, that federal money, that government money, is blood money. So all the pastors are sold out for the blood money. And it's a shame, but, you know, I love God for real, so, and I love my people, and I love humanity, and I love other people, but we got to start putting ourselves first, our people first, and I'm so tired of people look like me that's selling out. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous, man. They sell out a few peanuts, and then they keep their own people suffering. When I look at you, I look at me. So if I don't want to suffer, I don't want you to suffer. But you know what? I'd rather suffer with you than not to suffer and watch you suffer. Because when I see you, I see me. So that's where I'm at with you. So it's a blessing. And you know, next time, let me know when you're coming on, and I'll sure tune in and share what I know about what's going on these last days.
Right on. So stay tuned. Says right on. We'll keep you posted. I see Brother Randall McFarland just tap in. Free Amon Jericho, East Coast in the Bill, Oakland. I see, I know I got the word. I spoke in Oakland. First of all, we have international listener audience. So, Pastor, we got the world is listening right now. We got listeners all over the world listening right now. I was supposed to be in Oakland for the birth, the acknowledgement of the 57 year of the Black Panther Party. They pulled all type of stunts. And we're working on now. A lot of people always say, what happened to you, champ? Thought you was coming that way. Might get that way for the celebration for the Tupac street sign. I just got work. I tell you, I live on a suitcase. I come in. I don't even want to be. That's why I call. Said, champ, you tell me he's out of town. He called my mother. She said, the news. I was out of town. I don't even know where I'm going to be at tomorrow. But I just got word. They're trying to get me up there for the Tupac street sign celebration. Comrade, Councilwoman Carol Fife, they implemented this. They called for the streets to be united to honor Tupac. I said, what Tupac got to do with Oakland? Tupac, you know what I'm saying? He got some history in Oakland. Right? Well, we got history in Oakland, you know what I'm saying? The Oakland, again, the birthplace of the Black Panther Party. Man, that is geographically speaking, a small location with a political giant, y'all. So that's happening in Oakland this weekend, is January 3rd. Also, I want to shout out to all the forces that came through the event for the youngsters yesterday at the Inglewood Center. Just for Nicholas Lee, Cubs, countless, but I don't know, forgive me, y'all, if I forget to mention some names, people that came out, the youngsters, you know what I'm saying? We were taking some forces out there to make sure everything was good with the youngsters. So it turned out good. So, give a shout out to everybody who participated in that. That's last night. A couple more things I'm going to put out. But we moving the groove in y'all's spirit, making history, taking history, taping history. I just got this. So, again, I keep y'all full. I just got this word a couple of hours ago.
They working on bouncing me out their way, you know, in Oakland for this event. I keep y'all posted. We'll keep y'all posted. Fremont Radio, ain't no, we still ride. There's no commercial breaks. We have calls in queue.
Fremont, Brother Chairman, we got Brother Cortez Rice on the line. Fremont.
Fremont's the comrade. Fremont, Cortez Rice. Welcome to Fremont Radio. Hey, before you come on, I need to also, this one, I'm on Fremont Radio right now. I'm going to call out Fremont Radio. Let me know if y'all can still hear me. Okay. Now I got to start over again. Get Instagram for y'all hit me.
I already know what you about to mention, Chairman. I got you. You already know.
Okay, cool. Okay, good. Let me see what you mention Instagram can still hear me first. Can y'all hear me? Because I want to make sure they can hear you too. Can y'all hear me on Instagram? Because the problem is, once you call on the phone, that busts the volume up on Instagram. Audio is lost. Yep. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Let's try this one time. Okay. Okay. My brother, welcome to Fremont Radio. For those who just happened to be first time listeners, give us a background. Who we have here, you've been on the show, ain't gonna be on here, you know what I'm saying? We didn't have to feel so many, and go hit the street so many cases, so it could be a number of reasons why you on here, ranging from addressing other cases, you know what I'm saying, contradictions, duty calls, we got a role, but today,
indeed,
in particular, you being on here, I would give us a little background, you know what I'm saying? Who you are, you know what I'm saying? And I heard about this, it hit me, I said, damn, it's one of these mass shootings and stuff. And I said, ironically, we just came back. This past August 30th, the time was ironic. I'm gonna let you break the ice with it, just in case for those who may not be familiar who you are and why in particular today. You be on the show, we tag team on so many reasons, but today in particular, why let people know the relationship with this subject matter while we have you here.
Indeed. Free them all. All power to the people. Peace and love to all my brothers and sisters, our kings and queens out there. I'm Cortez Rice. I'm a civil rights activist from Minneapolis, Minnesota. I stand in solidarity with a lot of families and our communities across the nation who's been impacted by police brutality, gun violence, and or racism, because it's all wrapped up in one. And this particular situation, what Chairman is addressing is my son, Jamari Rice. I'm also the father of Jamari Rice. February 1st, 2022, Jamari Rice was 15 years old, and he was murdered at school. It technically classified as a mass shooting, but since three people didn't die, they didn't classify it as that. My son was murdered right there on school grounds. Another young man was shot in the back and is still in critical condition from last year. And the guys had fired numerous times in the direction of the school, in the direction of one of the boys that took off running when this incident happened. I am pushing for legislative changes, not only in my community, but nationwide. Increase the harsher penalties for school grounds and school bus violence. Put metal detectors in the school to make sure that we keep our kids safe. And some other legislation as well, alongside with the city of Richfield, Minnesota, working with the legislation with the red tape that they put out. As far as anybody who has experienced this, I don't wish this on my worst enemy. My continuous prayers going out to the families who has been impacted by police brutality, gun violence, and the racism, but more importantly, what we're talking about on this subject right now, with this mass shooting that's going on across the world. There's so much hatred going on out here and spread out here that I don't even think a lot of people even know how to love anymore. And this is the message that we continue that we have to spread towards to one another, to our brothers and sisters and our comrades that's out here. We can't sit up there and sweat the small shit. It's all small shit. You know what I mean? It's bigger stuff to be worried about, especially, you know, as far as some laws and some legislation as far as protecting black and brown bodies in the United States. We have bigger fish to fry. I'm always talking about actionable items. Just as well as my brother Chairman Fred was saying and addressing him. Excuse me one second. Let me pull this up. Black Lives Matter Chicago, Rainbow Push Coalition, Chairman Fred Hampton Jr., Ceasefire, and Justice for Joseph Intersic School Student Advocacy Group will be in Chicago, Illinois tomorrow, Thursday, November 2nd, from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m., 12 p.m. to 1 p.m., and 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. To continue to spread the awareness and the message, standing in solidarity with Abner Joseph family, justice for Abner Joseph, who was murdered September 14th. He was a good brother, a good black man, and he always looked out for our kids. He was a assistant principal. It will be a peaceful protest about who Abner was and to spread the awareness of his murder, where he was actually executed in his own apartment complex, or his own condo, we should say, by one of his neighbors. This location for tomorrow's event will be 6060 East Monroe Street, that's Chicago, Illinois. I believe that is 60603 or 80803. I think it's 60603. Again, we stand in solidarity with Justice for Abner Joseph family. November 8th, Tanika Shannon, Fred Cox, mom. Fred Cox was murdered by High Point, North Carolina, back in 2020. It will mark his third year in diversity, standing in solidarity with her in High Point, North Carolina, and that's November 8th. I had another one real quick. We must continue to spread the message and share each other's stories, because it's not just my story, but it's all of ours. Let me see. Let me pull this up. Sorry. Okay. And standing in solidarity with I had got this from my good sister Amity Demick, Kobe Heisler mother, who was murdered. Kobe Heisler was murdered in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota. But she has requested that it's an actionable item. We must email and share to networks, to Autopsy Initiative and KnowYourRightsCamp.com. Which is Colin Kaepernick's organization. There was recently discovered 200 bodies from the Colorado funeral home have been were improperly stored at a southern Colorado facility. Christina Page, one of her sons, was one of them bodies. They actually told her she had David Page cremated, or she thought she had him cremated, and they gave her the wrong remains to somebody else, and her son, who was killed by Colorado Police Department, was still at this funeral home. I'm asking everybody to continue to share David Page story, Fred Cox story, and all stolen lives who has been, like I said, in families who has been impacted by police brutality, gun violence, and the racism. The call to action again is to email autopsy initiative at knowyourrightscamp collinkaepernick.com. Again, that's Colin Kaepernick's organization, Autopsy Initiative, to help Christina Page get her son David's remains. She was just notified by the FBI that her son, amongst hundreds of bodies that have been ignored and left in a funeral home, she was given his ashes, but apparently it was not him. This is urgent, and we ask if you were in this position, what would you do? I have posted it on my Facebook page under Cortez Rice. You can even look under Amity Dimmick, who is the mother of Kobe Heisler, as well. And again, I thank everybody for taking the time and standing in solidarity with Chairman and the Cubs Party, the Black Panther Party Cubs. And everybody that's doing the work, man. It's so much work to be done out here, yo. It ain't like Big Jake say, no big eyes, little use. Leave your egos at the door and let's get to it.
Right on. You gave us a lot of information.
No,
never that. No. I'm glad you did. No, we're glad you did. I'm going to rehash on a couple of them tomorrow. What's the brother's name again? That was the principal
of Murder for Abner, Justice for Abner Joseph. He was executed September 14th in his own condo in Chicago, Illinois. And like I said, Chairman Fred will be there. The Black Lives Matter Chicago, Rainbow Push Coalition, Ceasefire, and the family and students from his schools and other schools that he had assisted the principal job with and educating our kids. And standing in solidarity with the family.
Okay, this was similar to that case. For those who are not familiar with the case, that case happened with Botham Jean. What's his name? The guy. One of the white police that came and killed him in his own apartment was Gene Botham in Texas.
Botham Gene?
Botham Gene. It's like some eerie similarities even with that case. This case of Abner brother, who the family coming into in his own apartment complex. Y'all can check that case out.
The guy that murdered and executed Abner Joseph. Is not being held responsible. Held accountable for his actions. He's actually free right now.
The old white dude.
He's actually free right now. So we definitely got to put that pressure on the city of Chicago and the officials. And more importantly, let's get this dude charged, convicted, and get some type of accountability and justice for the family and justice for Abner Joseph.
Right on. Big Jake just left here now. Me and Justin Blake, we made a few moves. It was just here recently. It's my brother, man, big brother, man. Let me ask you, okay, like, again, just a few of these subjects. What do you say, like, even guys, like, throw these terms out, not to these, it'd be catchphrases that people throw out turn like mass shooting, so on and so forth. And something that was like a reactionary response was just if there was no guns in the community, all the crime would stop, so on and so forth. And I know it can be an emotional issue. What's your take? Like, you know, we hear about these situations, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of times people just like negate, like so many situations, it negates the other dynamics, whether it be the root causes or what's happening. You know, and I people say, okay, there's the gun. What's your take on that? Like, you know, people just say, okay, it's like contradiction. Like, you know, they view in schools now, you know what I'm saying? And the security question, you know what I'm saying? Because your son, how old was your son again?
Jamari Rice was 15 years old when he was murdered and executed on school grounds coming out for lunch. We actually going through the proceedings right now with that, as far as holding the school accountable and the shooters accountable. We want to make sure that they ain't able to eat while they're in prison. One of the dudes that actually held the gun and shot my son in the face, he only was convicted. He only had to serve 3 years in the state of Minnesota. He already had a year in, and so he only got one more year. So he actually get out next year, and he's going to have to see us.
But I was at the event with today was named in your son's honor in Minneapolis, Richfield. What's some of the impact, like some of his schoolmates, you know what I'm saying, those were the school with him. How did this impact them, and you know what I'm saying, what's some of the before and after scenes, even in school, that your son went to? Tell us a little bit about your son. So, you know what I'm saying, like, I know he's big with the football.
Yeah, so Jamari Rice was, you know, he loved sports. You know, he was a defensive end. He was actually destined to go to the NFL. He had scholars looking at him. I mean, recruiters looking at him and stuff like that. He only went to this alternative school. This was his second day at this alternative school, mind you. That his main his home school was Richfield High School, where he played football out of. He had to go to Sika High School, or the alternative school, to get his grades back up so he could continue to play and go back to where he was doing. Like I said, this was his second day. He didn't know any of the students. He didn't know the dudes that murdered him. It's actually a bigger plot to the twist. I actually went and peacefully protested at a judge house. Judge Regina Chu demanded cameras in the courtroom for the Dante Wright trial. I mean, for the Kim Potter trial, justice for Dante Wright, excuse me. And we the people got the cameras in the courtroom. And while I was being incarcerated, and I beat my case January 28th, and February 1st is when my son got murdered. When I got out and released from being held captive, there was reports saying that one of the dudes that murdered my son was related to the judge who I went and protested. So it's actually a bigger, it's deeper story than what a lot of people actually know, as far as this case and my son and what happened. We just ask that you know, the people continue to pray for us while we're going through these court proceedings. We have to hire private investigators to look into the relationships of these two shooters. These two mass shooters and the relationship with the judge as well. So, like I said, this is deeper than
they had you locked up when your son was murdered. You was locked up, correct? They when the protest, you had to, you know what I'm saying, they had to put pressure to get you ready to come to attend the funeral, correct?
Yeah. So right now, in the state of Minnesota, none of the judges like me, of course, because I protested the judge house. They felt that they are untouchable. We can go protest DA houses, attorney generals, killer cops houses, and so forth. But they felt judges was untouchable, which, you know, in their eyes, the law proved them wrong, because I beat my case. Also, I just want to make sure that I say this before I forget. Right now, Daniel Cameron is running for governor right now in the state of Louisville, Kentucky. He is actually the attorney general who did not pursue the charges with the killer cops for murdering and executing Breonna Taylor in her home. He's actually trying to run for governor. So we want to make sure that we say stop Daniel Cameron, hashtag stop Daniel Cameron. Get out there and vote in all cities and all states to get the right people in the right spot to help our people. And not these people that, you know what they say, not all skin folk is kin folk, as Tamika Mallory said about him. So, you know, we just want to make sure that... Go ahead.
You mentioned a few names, a few cases. I don't want to just skip past. Like, I mean, you know, Breonna Taylor, Dante Wright. If you can, you just give just a basic synopsis of who these individuals are, just in case people don't know.
So Dante, you know, standing in solidarity with all the families. Like I said, Dante Wright was murdered by Kim Potter. was murdered and executed by Kim Potter April 11th. Wait. Yeah, I believe it was April 11th. I could be wrong, and Mama KDNN would kick my ass for this right now. But I believe it was April 11th in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota, by Kim Potter. And Breonna Taylor was executed and murdered in her own home, doing exactly what she was supposed to have been doing, going to sleep. On a botched raid and a botched warrant that was supposed to have been served, and they didn't even have the right people. You know, it was all made up, and it was all a lie. And due to that fact, a young lady lost her life in her own home. And you know, I ask everybody to pray for Tamika Palmer and the family, my fiance Bianca Austin. Because they're going through the court proceedings right now for one of the rogue officers for shooting into the apartment of Breonna Taylor as well. Federal trial.
Yes, indeed. We're live on the record, Free Mall Radio. You're speaking, making history, taking history, taking history, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Again, the Cortez Rice. Any questions, y'all? Feel free to tap in, post them, call in. Anything I missed, any more updates, any moves we got planned, feel free, my brother, let us know.
So, you know, like I said, you know, I just didn't want to forget about that because we can never forget about our loved ones, justice for all stolen lives. But again, you know, my son, he was a good student. He didn't do anything wrong. He was doing actually everything that he was supposed to be doing as well. And he was murdered, like I said, murdered on school grounds. And, you know, we're going through court proceedings right now with them killers and holding the school accountable for their actions and for what they didn't do. A lot of the teachers said that they sat there and pretty much watched it happen. One of the teachers in the courtroom, he said that he seen it happen. He watched the whole thing. He wished he could have done something about it, and he felt guilty, and he tried to give my son CPR after it happened. So, you know, like I said, this is actually bigger than what people expect. I never wish this on my worst enemy, you know, literally. I really don't.
Hey, ain't no timeline for the pain. So, again, we offer our deepest, you know, say cuz our community condolences to you. Your type family, you know, and also commend you for not missing the beat. You know what I'm saying? Even dealing with Joe, respect the, you know, pain, the struggles, still hitting the pavement. You know what I'm saying? So don't just give, you know, acknowledge that with you, my brother. Yes,
yeah,
indeed.
Man, I thank you, man. Again, I thank everybody for tuning in and continue to tune in every Wednesday. Man, one of the livest and realest, blackest radio shows that you will ever hear in your life, brought to you no other than by Chairman Fred Hampton Jr. himself, and teaching, you know, teaching the teachings to the people, and also, you know what I mean, just let, you know, spreading awareness. It's so much, like I said, so much going on. I know you work with a lot of prison reform and mass incarceration and stuff like that. We need to free them all. We need to get all the brothers up out of there behind them bars right now. Political prisoners. They were political prisoners being held captive. You know, like Chairman said, brutal terms for brutal reality.
That's right.
So, we got to record for my to my story of what happened to me. But it's happening to everybody, and I ask and I urge you to please don't let it be too late for it to happen to you. If find out ways that you can help out in your community. Find out ways that you can contribute to your brothers and sisters, the brothers and sisters that's less fortunate. It's cold out here right now. You know, them old coats and them old pants and stuff y'all ain't wearing, make sure you bring them down to the brothers and sisters that need that right now, man. Free them all, feed them all.
Free them all, feed them all, y'all. Y'all heard that loud in the river, my brother Cortez Rice, y'all. We talking about the politics of mass shootings, how, you know what I'm saying, the different dynamics in regards to race, talking about the impact, you know what I'm saying, how close it is home to him. You dig? And also, you know, and so many others, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know, like I said, it was very unfortunate, you know.
You know, like George Floyd always told me, blood don't make you family, loyalty does. And, you know, before that, my cousin Bumper was actually murdered by Minneapolis police, too. So, you know, this is happening, and, it gets too close for comfort. And you know, unfortunately, it took me a while to realize, you know what I mean? And now that I know, I won't go back. You know what I mean? I will continue to help out my people and continue to spread awareness, and I urge the people to do the same thing.
Right on. We're not going to feel my radio. Make history, take history, take history. Stay with us. Let me know my sister want to get in, or my big brother in. You know what I'm saying? You know, the lines are open. Keep us posted, y'all. You got any more calls in queue?
Free them all, Brother Chairman. No calls in queue. Callers, if you'd like to come into queue, please press 1. Free them all.
Free them all. We live directly on Free Them All Radio. It's going to make history, take history, take history, y'all. We want to put a call out again to the mother of, what's his brother's name, down in Mississippi. Police have ran him over. They said they know who it was, been in the prophet's grave. I need his first name also, but his Tate is the last name. So we might get, we're going to put a call up for the call in too next week. Follow up on that. We'll keep y'all abreast about these other issues we still dealing with. God to the legacy of the Black Panther Party. It's a battle. I mean, man, constantly in defense of it. I'm still going to take a picture of my uniform vest, lay on the bed, and say, I gotta sleep with this, I gotta wrestle this vest, man, straight up, because, man, who you put your guys down? The vultures are coming, you know what I'm saying? So the legacy, protected, respected, never neglected, y'all. Live and direct, y'all. Just posted, coming on again on the countdown to December the 4th, International Revolutionary Day. Where will you be on 12/04/2023? Where will you be? That's the question of the day. We're going to talk. Any questions? Okay. No more calls in queue. The unofficial Minister of Transportation, Kazan in the building. So we keep y'all posted. We touch down in the town, historical Stone Ground, Oakland, California. Make sure y'all tomorrow. I'm set to leave out. You said it starts at 8 in the morning. So again, give me an address again, Cortez, for tomorrow. The brother Abner. The study day case, y'all, is eerily close. Like a lot of similarities in regards to that Botham Jean case. The police woman that came in and killed him in his own apartment. There's a lot of similarities with that. And, of course, we're going to be talking about these ongoing demands. It's more and more intensified regards to what's happening. Gaza Strip, Palestine in particular, you did. And on the gate, you know what I'm saying, some people cannot walk and chew gum at the same time. Do not negate the fact that the U.S. imperialism is engaging and aiding a myriad of wars. So just don't think that what you see on TV is the only thing. So they can do more than walk and chew gum at the same time. So it's going down. Yeah, I mean, the Ukraine and Russia. So again, the media, they have sidetrackers on, you know, who the Kardashians going to be in with, who they dating, so on and so forth. But they are real international crisis. It's happening right now as we speak, y'all. Again, as we speak.
Free them all, Brother Chairman.
Free them all, Comrade.
Oh, I'm sorry. We have Brother Justin Blake on the line. Free them all.
Okay. Right on. Welcome to Free Them All Radio, my brother.
Assalamu alaikum, dear brother. Free them all.
Welcome to Assalamu alaikum. Free them all to you as well.
Back to my brother Tez, you know, to get down, he's off the chain, and anybody that could go run and hide in the corner, feel sad for himself, the brother didn't do that. He kept marching, he kept fighting for George Floyd, Beyonce Taylor, Jacob Blake, and then I'd be damned if something didn't happen to his own son.
Man,
We were calling to remind people how racist Martin Luther King said Chicago was, and we got Abner Joseph that was shot 7 times, we believe, in his house coat. So how threatening could a black man be in his house coat in his own condominium building? They held the man
48 hours and let him go with no charges.
Wow.
Damn that. Damn that, family. You got to tell us, as African descendants in one of the most progressive cities in this nation and in the world, what the hell happened? If we're not satisfied, their family's not satisfied, and, you know, that grud only takes a spark to blow the city up. You saw what happened with Laquan McDonald, Jacob Blake, Breonna Taylor, George Floyd, and everybody else. I don't know how this is evaded media the way it has, but we're going to bring it to the press. We're having a press conference that we wish you could drop in tomorrow, my dear brother, at 4 o'clock at Millennium Park. The address is 60 East, I believe, what was it, Ohio, Michigan Avenue? What was the address, brother, 60 what? Look on my phone.
60 East.
So people know where to come.
Monroe. City East Monroe.
Monroe. 60 East Monroe. We'll be doing a press meeting conference in front of Millennium Park. The city must know how black lives are meaningless to those in power. And those in power have to remember we put their ass there. And
what's,
we can take
the
them out.
8 in the morning, brother? What's the crime?
Okay.
You said it started at 4 p.m. Was something else going on 8 in the morning?
They have flyers that young people are going to be handing out up and down Michigan Avenue at the beginning of the day because it's sort of the rush hour kind of thing.
Okay.
But we're coming in the afternoon crew with the family, inshallah, with yourself, T.O. Hardaway, and who else was coming? Push is involved, and everybody who's somebody with some weight is coming to drop down and let people know. This is we are not going to stand for African Americans getting shot 7 times in a bathrobe in a building that they own. And that if you look at the background of this gentleman, he was a principal, a vice principal, brother. This man was the type of brother we want our youngsters to grow up and be, to come back and return into the community and do work. And you're telling us we can't even live nice? No, brother. Yeah. This ain't going to go unanswered. By far, this is not going to go unanswered.
Right on. Right on. Right on.
So,
now, you gave
We love you, definitely, brother. You know that.
Is it a
go
site?
Right,
is it a Facebook, a social media location people can come to?
I'm going to put it on our Facebook tonight.
Okay.
And hopefully it'll be shared around.
Yes, sir. Give us your Facebook again, my brother.
Justin Blake, you'll see a couple of different ones, but they're all ours, Justin Blake, and we will be posting it out so people know where to come, how to stay involved. And like Terrence said, don't let it be your family. Do something before it's your family. Get out here. We've been working before Little Jake. We was in Inglewood busting our ass, had our own store, bringing business and trying to bring prosperity to Inglewood way before Little Jake. So don't wait for your family member to get involved and be damaged, hurt, or harmed before you get your boots on and get out in the street. Get out in the street now.
Your
community deserves it, and you deserve it.
I mentioned Jacob Blake, your brother, our brother.
Yes, sir.
But
you
can't even tune in. Give us a background, you know what I'm saying, on who Jacob Blake Jr. is, if you can.
So Jacob Blake Jr. Was a young man with a good raising and rearing. A young man that was in his mid to late 20s when he was shot 7 times in the back. You know, young people get jobs until they find their niche and get into a career. And he was sort of at that stage deciding upon what he really wanted to do. Unfortunately, with our lives not being valued the way they should, the way they value other lives in this world, being Caucasians, you are dangerous to a police officer as you walk away. With nothing in your hand at all, you are still dangerous, so they say.
Yeah.
And so he was shot 7 times in the back, which is a tremendous change to his life, as one would possibly imagine. But we are grateful he's still here. Him being here, period, is just a testament to standing strong.
Yes, indeed.
So
yes, indeed.
He's doing work. He's online with Spotify, his organization that he and his brother are working on. And he tries to stay active out in the community as well as with his shorties. You know, he's got 3 shorties, and he's trying to raise them at 7, 9, I believe 10 at this point. I hope I got their numbers right. But they're young people.
Yeah.
and you want to be able to live and appreciate them and them appreciate you doing activities with you. So although he's going to do those things, he's terribly limited in doing those things, brother, because an ignorant-ass police officer being petrified in the African-American community that made him react the way he did. If they're scared, why are you coming anyway? Why are you there?
Yeah.
If you can't police safely in our community, get your ass out.
Yeah.
So he's doing great. We talked last week. And matter of fact, we talked a couple of days ago. His enthusiasm is always brimming high. And we know because of that, he's going to be all right.
So you're right. So you're right. So, we're live in Record Freedom Radio. Man, yes, indeed.
Yes, sir. All BG, all the way down, brother.
I look forward to spending, like I say, I don't tell you to get me out of tomorrow. I look forward to seeing you. Give my brother, Big Jake, I love and respect.
For sure.
Man, yes, indeed. We love you, family. Right on.
All the way down, brother. Back at you. RPG.
Right back at you. Yes, indeed. Much love. Let me give a shout out also. I get word about this late to L.A. legend, Barefoot Pookie. You know what I'm saying? Angelo, also, got his last name with his brother here, man. Giant in a number of different ways, though, man. Where he passed yesterday. You know, history. He had a hell of a history of the streets, you know what I'm saying? Hell of a stand-up type of dude, man. Yeah, Barefoot Pookie, man. So, yeah, I know people say that's one of those stereotypical, like, old hood names, but his cat, you know, he was a cat, so I'm going to give my condolences out to his brother here. Any more calls in queue, Sister Conrad? We're going to wind it down in a minute. Yeah.
No calls in queue. Huh? Callers, if you come to queue, no, sir.
Okay, you get anything tomorrow? Uh-uh.
No, I was saying the callers press one if they'd like to come into queue.
Right on. So I'm going to go see my march. You know, I got to move tomorrow. Stop by. Show my face to these brothers. They cigar lounge. You know what I'm saying? What else? Another couple of moves got to do today. But again, we're on a countdown time, and it's moving. December the 4th, International Revolutionary Day, y'all. December the 4th, International Revolutionary Day, 2023. 54 years later, y'all. Where will you be? Where will you be at, y'all? They still trying to shoot the legacy up, so we gonna still keep our guards up, y'all. Real talk. So come on, with that being said, I think we'll close out early. Close out for 10 minutes early. Yep, 10 minutes early. Make sure no calls in queue. Make sure y'all repost this. Get the word out again live every Wednesday. Play my radio. Spirit of Making History, Taking History, Taking History. We're going to be talking about also give us more updates. What's going on in Palestine? What's going on in Ukraine? What's going on in Africa, the Congo? What's going on in Chicago and throughout the communities here? You know what I'm saying? Season of time, y'all. That being said, keep your heads up, eyes on the fist clenched. What's the call? Free them all.
And I ain't seen him since he been gone, imagine that. A young nigga in the hood I grew up in, fighting the battle in the system that no one wins. And all these niggas go for bad when they lose friends, getting impossible to tie up all the loose ends. My homeboy lost his sister in a car wreck. He's still alive, but through her eyes he just saw death. And when he came, he was violent. And when he left, she was silent. No other way left to describe it. You telling niggas keep their heads up, you fool you. When they killing niggas like they do.
And ain't no motherfucking body fighting back.
Pretty soon they gon' be hanging black.
Why?
Cause niggas won't react. We taking eye for an eye and a tooth for tooth. Do them bitches like they do a cock it back and shoot.
Lock and load, standing at the end of the road. Block and slow, you motherfuckers reap what you sow. Lock and load, ain't nobody leaving the line. At the end of the line, we gotta die. That's why we taking eye for an eye and a tooth for tooth. Do them bitches like they do a cock it back and shoot. Lock and load, standing at the end of the road. Robbing.
And when you pop them motherfuckers, what? You pop them bitches till they stop bleed. I'm coming through and my Glock leaves.
Stop breathing.
You tell these motherfuckers.
leaving until she know how it feels to lose a loved one. Motherfucker, redneck, rape.
Fuck that nigga, let's slug one, nigga.
Tie that bitch by his ankles to the back of a truck. Drag his ass till his body parts rip the fuck up. Lock and load, standing at the end of the road. Locked and flowed, you motherfuckers reap what you sow. Lock the door, cause ain't nobody leaving the line. At the end of the line, we gotta die. That's why I'm keeping my peace of mind. Poverty structure to destroy everything that it touches. Leaving niggas on crutches and the whole neighborhood in pain. We bow our heads and continue to pray. We lock and load, standing at the end of the road. Lock and flowed, you motherfuckers reap what you sow. Lock the door, ain't nobody leaving the line. At the end of the line, we gotta die. That's why we take it high for an eye and a tooth for truth. Do the business like they do a cock and back and shoot. Lock and load, standing at the end of the road. Robbing loot, you ride for me, I ride for you.
You disrespect our community when you come around. Listen, listen, black ministers, to calm us down. Bitch, fuck peace and the police. Until the bullshit cease, it's a war in the belly of the beast. A natural runner. I keep a finger on the fucking trigger. I ain't scared like these other niggas. Black life being lost to you cannibal types. Why you fighting over animal rights, you cannibal white? You
decapitate them like they did, dude. And let them rot in the woods. Leave them sitting there for bird food. It's cold-blooded, cause we can't get a fair shot. We getting 20 years for die rock. Three strikes, that's it for niggas and the watch, though.
Look, I'ma say this shit one time and one time only. We ain't against all white people, but we are against all white people that's against us. Fuck all you motherfuckers.
Lock it up.
Fuck your damn selves. Fuck your major ass off. Fuck your chewing tobacco. Fuck your Confederate flag. Fuck your militia. Your shotguns in the back of your pickup. You cowherding, some sheep fucking hunchback riding. Tell the break it down, you understand what I'm saying? You wanna race walk? You got it.